The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I need to use, well, two H words, Halloween and Henry. Because yes, Halloween, it is just around the corner. Like it or not, folks, we are in October, so Halloween is looming. Henry McKean has got a sneak peek at The Nightmare Realm with Fanta, which opens tomorrow in Dublin. The 7,000 square metre experience brings Halloween alive, and warning, this report has jump scares from the start.
Molly Mayhem, the one and only. You may know me as the Scream Queen of the Nightmare Realm.
Hi Henry, my name is Carol O'Connor. I'm the creative director and owner at the Nightmare Realm, along with my wife Sylvia, who's here beside me. And we're inside in the Exorcist room in the Nightmare Realm.
This really is so interactive. I feel like I've just walked onto a set of somewhere between Hocus Pocus and Harry Potter, a full set design. I'm in a spooky movie right now, and we're actually in darkness. You've been doing this for a number of years, the Nightmare Realm, but you've outdone yourself this time. Describe where we're standing at the moment.
This is a secret room, just to make it clear that not everyone sees this room.
And a secret room? You mean we're not supposed to be in here?
Yeah. So we have five secret rooms and the customers are invited into them. So sometimes with this room, the minute the actor opens the door, people see what's in here and they're like, no, and they just leave.
It is very, very spooky. So we've got a small bed. We've got lots of Holy Marys. Mm-hmm. We've got pictures of nuns. And then some...
These are real photos of nuns.
They are.
A lot of these things we've actually got from salvage or people have donated to us. Obviously very respectful of it. The scene itself is a girl who's being, possessed by a demon. And there's a priest that helps exorcise her. And she levitates.
Wow. So, wow, this really is proper spooky. So what you're trying to do is bring people on a tour so they feel like they're having a real haunted experience, and they do.
Yeah, it's like an intimate moment for them because for most of the time they walk through and they see it, but when they get called into these rooms, they actually have to participate in the moment with the actors. So it's very hands-on, it's very... I don't know, what's the word?
It's interactive, I suppose. We're trying to make people leave their reality at the door and put them into a real life horror movie or a movie set of their own where they can just enjoy the make-believe or enjoy the fiction that we've created here. And you get different types of people that love the show here. Some are scared out of their wits, but then you get the others that are, they take in every detail, like the pictures on the wall, like you said, or even the painting on the back wall is a nod to one of my favorite films, The Shining.
When we take Halloween, you obviously do this for the love of it, and thousands of people will come through in the next few days up until Halloween. Why do you do it?
I think it's in my blood, genuinely. I was born spooky. My mum has always encouraged this.
But you're not a witch.
Well, maybe my ancestors were.
Well, and you're not a wizard. So why do you love it?
I think for me, creating, using my imagination to create an event that people love and people enjoy, that's why I do it. Because when you see the customers going through here and they're just energized, they are loving the experience or hating it, but either way, we're creating an experience for people where they can share it with their friends or family.
Noise? There was a bang there. What was that?
That was probably just the storm. Probably nothing.
Wasn't anything haunted.
It could be something haunted.
Honestly, I'm surprised the place isn't haunted. The amount of things that's happened over the years, like spooky happenings. It's just, it's the kind of place that invites it. But really, the scariest thing in here is what people can't see.
Oh, there's some more spooky sounds. And you're right, you know, people can't see. NightmareRealm.ie is the website. Can kids come along? Is it safe for them? Or even somebody like me? I'm 46. I struggle with scary.
I think that's okay. The realm, we've made it very universally like acceptable, whether you're afraid or whether you just like Halloween and want to enjoy it. So we say over 13s. Are okay to come with their friends. Under 13s, we'd like an adult with them, but it's really up to the parent if they think that they can handle it. It is scary, I won't lie, but we do have ways around it. So we have these bands that customers can buy for their kids or for adults even. And when they're held up, it's like a shield, and the actors see them and they back off and let them alone.
And it's not all about the scare as well. It's about the entertainment. It's about Halloween Town. It's about interacting with different characters and getting that spooky kind of autumn vibe where, you know, you can get your picture. We've got a coffee shop this year where you can get your pumpkin spice lattes.
It's very immersive.
It's very immersive, yeah.
And people really fall in love with that as well. They feel like they're entering our world, and some of them don't want to leave. Like, it's really cool. It's really beautiful. I love that we've built this.
And you've built this from scratch, which is amazing. Describe the sections, because this is a big, you could say, pop-up theme park. It's like Disneyland Halloween, but it's pop-up.
Yeah. So the whole thing is built on site in about 3 weeks, which is incredible for the size of the site that we have here. We have 5 different mazes this year: Silo C, Clowns, The Haunting at Blackmoor, Gallows Hill Asylum, and Trappers. So they're completely different mazes, and the actors in each of the mazes then they have a completely different show to the other sections. And then we've got Halloween Town, we've got our dancers, we've got our fire performers. We're trying to create a whole Halloween festival that makes sense to the audience, and it's what the audience wants.
Oh, doll, scaring is in my blood. But if you're scared of me, then you won't be able to handle the main course inside the realm. I'm just the appetizer. Hi, everyone. My name is Hayley, and I work at the Nightmare Realm.
So that was your character we just heard there. Tell us about your character.
So Molly Mayhem is a sassy icon character. She's the type of person who isn't afraid to say what she wants to say. She just does her own thing, and it's her world, and you're just living in it, essentially.
And what is it you love about Halloween, and what is it you love about using your abilities as an actor to bring Halloween, to bring the season and the Nightmare Realm to life?
Honestly, I love Halloween just because it's honestly escape for a lot of people. And to be honest, that's why I love my character as well. Because you think about it, there's so many kids, especially my character Molly. She has so many fans who idolise her and love her. I think with Molly Mayhem, she just sort of oozes this level of confidence, and she's able to express herself in so many different ways. And I feel like with a lot of people, they tend to resonate with her as a character. With Molly Mayhem, she has so many fans and people who look up to her. My favourite part about being Molly is the fans itself. I receive so many different messages from many different people. I have lots of fans over the years who've come and not missed a single year. I've received gifts from people, and just, for me, it's, you always hear the saying of never meet your idol, and for me personally, I don't want that at all. I want people to come and meet these characters and fall in love with them and create that space where they're allowed to have fun in a world today. It's just, I love it so much, like, and yeah, I love the kids that come and meet me along the way, and I love giving them that time.
Hi, I'm Lucy, but you might know me as Bloody Mary in the Nightmare Realm.
So you are Bloody Mary. You're well known in Halloween circles. Where are we right now? And tell us about your character.
We are in Bloody Mary's secret room right now. Bloody Mary is a very vengeful demon. I feel like she has a lot of rage within her. And yeah, she's definitely come back for some revenge on the people who are summoning her. I feel like it's very therapeutic. I think a lot of scare actors will feel the same way. Any dark emotions you're feeling that day, you can really channel into your character. If Bloody Mary's had a particularly difficult day, she might be extra angry that day. But yeah, I really love bringing the magic of Halloween to life and really bringing this feared character to life. Like, I was too scared to do Bloody Mary before I became her, and now she's real, and yeah, it's really amazing.
So I'm now going to say Bloody Mary into the mirror 3 times, and then I have to sit down. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. God, I'm getting freaked out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. So Bloody Mary just appeared there without her skin. Oh, she's now come through the mirror.
You called me. Let's play.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Wow, that was very, very scary. I am so scared. Oh my God, where did you learn to scare people like that?
The Nightmare Realm.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight. Oh my God.
Yes, Henry McKean at the Nightmare Realm, the Royal Iver Retail Park, Inchicore, Dublin, right beside the Kyle Moore Lewis stop off the Naas Road. And if you go to nightmarerealm.ie, you can find out all the details.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.